This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good morning, welcome to my show, Everyday People, here at 92.7 Arrow FM, your community-based station here in the Wairarapa, Church Street, Masterton at Radio House. It's really good to have you guys here with me. I don't have a guest this morning, but I do have me. That's fabulous, isn't it? And I'm dressed ready to go to the gym because that's what I do after the shows mainly is go to the gym because I like to come up with solutions. I'm sick of the problems. Let's have solutions because, you know.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
That's right, they ain't not like us. Come at me with solutions, don't come at me with problems. Hey, it's really cool to have you guys here this morning. It's 15 degrees outside and it's pretty cloudy. We are heading towards autumn. I absolutely love autumn. It's my favourite season, not going to lie. Love the colours, love the temperature, love the whole atmosphere, and I love the golden light. So that is pretty cool. A few little heads up things this morning that I thought I'd give you, firstly about Henley Lake. So the toxic algae, test carried out by Masterton District Council confirmed very high concentrations of toxic algae. I was about to say the word cyanobacteria at Henley Lake and the Huona Stream Inlet. Contact with the water may be unsafe and the council has closed the lake for recreational purposes. So no more swimming and drinking the water there, guys. Until health warnings are removed. Cyanobacteria produce toxins that are harmful to humans and animals if swallowed and through contact with skin, such as mayakia when swimming or rowing or drinking, like as if you're going to drink the water, Camille. But the thing is, yeah, our animals do. They get thirsty, they see water. If they don't like smell that it's being poisoned too bad, they'll possibly drink it. It can cause symptoms such as skin rashes, nausea, tummy upset, and tingling or numbness around the mouth or tips of the fingers. If you experience health symptoms after contact with the lake, consult a doctor. Dogs may also be at risk. Throughout New Zealand, a number of dogs are known to have died after eating cyanobacteria at the edges of water bodies. Like I said, that's what our dogs do, isn't it? Visitors to the lake should keep dogs out of the water and away from the edge. If you believe your dog has eaten contaminated material, contact your vet immediately. Marston District Council monitors cyanobacteria weekly at Henley Lake during the summer and the public will be advised of any changes in water quality that could represent a health risk. Visitors are advised to look at the signs around the lake for the most up-to-date information. So yeah, there's just a little bit of a heads up for you, but there's also another one from the district council. Water restrictions tightened, total ban a possibility. More context, Camille. Masterton gardening watering restrictions have been tightened after drizzle over the past 2 days failed to significantly improve flows in the Wainawa River, the source of the town's drinking water. Oh, is it? Masterton District Council has now limited garden watering to handheld hoses only, and this could be followed by a total ban within days if the situation does not improve. Three Waters Operations and Transition Manager Steve Watt said the council was aware restrictions could cause pain to gardeners, because under its consent with Greater Wellington Regional Council, restriction to handheld hoses can be applied if flows fall between 1,300 litres per second and a total ban if it falls between below 11,000 litres per second. The river actually has been below this for several days, but we are hopeful forecast rain would help, he said. This hasn't happened and we are now moving to a tighter restriction, though we didn't want to go straight to the total ban without warning. Gardeners should consider this a warning. They should be thinking about alternative sources of water, things like collecting dishwater or having a bucket to collect water in the shower. That's actually a really good idea if you don't trip over it. Don't trip over it. A total ban is unusual and we must protect the health of the river. Absolutely. Leave the river alone then. Ah, Ecology, I love you. Anyway, so what have you been doing? I got to hang out with my son Otis yesterday, which was just absolutely amazing. He's got such a cool vibe and energy about him. He's always so cool to be around. And that was really cool. And I got to catch up with my friend Rowan Gear. Rowan Gear, you are so cool. Thank you so much. Anyway, I'm going to play a song now. So it's Beats and Banter, but it's going to be more beats than banter. And it's really hard to banter by yourself. But I found this remake of a song that I really love by MIA. I love Paper Planes, their song. But I found a band called Beautiful Small Machines that have done a different take on it, which I really like. So this is Paper Planes by Beautiful Small Machines.
Me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make them all day. Get one done in a second if you wait. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making our name. All I wanna do is, oh, and take your money. All I wanna do.
I liked that. Little ditty there by Little Ditty. Let's not say that. Little ditty by, well, who would I just say? Oh my goodness. Beautiful small machines. That was just such a cool make on the song there. Remake, you know what I mean. Come on. You're listening to Camille on her show, Everyday People, here at 92.7 RFM, your most favourite ever community-based station here in Masterton. So it is fantastic to be able to bring you this, because this is what we have here for the community. So that's fantastic. Hey, so my good friend Jocelyn, her husband Brad, is one of the guys that works in the signal box in Wellington. So it's called Box A, A Box. And he sits in there with, if you saw it, I guess it was on the show that has Hillary and Newsboy, Jeremy, and is about the old signal box there, because they're changing it over to all computerised, and it's no longer going to be clickety-clack, clickety-clack. That sounds like the train tracks, but it's not like they're changing the tracks, all that sort of thing. Instead of pulling the points manually, you were changing them in this beautiful, beautiful signal box with this beautiful old machine. So you have to really be onto it to do that manually. I'm lucky enough to have been up there. It is no longer going to be excuse me, it's, you know, like I said, it's going all computerized and that. So it was just fascinating watching that and all the work that they have done to get that up and running. Like, that's a huge job. It's a huge job that they've undertaken. And I liked how Brad was saying that it's going to go, hopefully there's a heritage railway that can take it and recommission it and get it working, because it's such a beautiful piece of time, a time where things were like that, and just, you know, all the metal bits, everything, just absolutely beautiful and really well worn, really nice and smooth and really well worn. So that's a really, it's, yeah, an end of an era, isn't it? And you have to be so switched on, because when I was working on the trains and that, we would, you know, would nearly get to the platform and then would stop because we were waiting for the signal from the signal box to let us know that it was okay, especially first thing in the morning when all the commuter trains are coming in. And if we were running late, we would have missed our chance to get to the platform first. So other trains have to be let in, then we have to wait. And you know, and you can't just go charging forth, or you will derail or crash. Like, and you've got to, like, keep your ears and eyes and everything open, because there's different signs that you have to read and different signals from the lights that mean different things. And sometimes it's not just one light going, like, not just a green light. Sometimes it'll be, there'll be an orange light above it, which means, you know, take it easy. And, you know, the red light, obviously stop. So, yeah, it's a big thing if a light gets run as well. So, this is a song I heard on the radio yesterday as I was travelling along, and I was like, I really like that song. I haven't heard that in ages. I'm going to play that this morning. This is Undone, the Sweater Song, Weezer.
Yeah.
wanted to destroy my sweater. I didn't muck that up straight away. Let's move on, Camille. Move on. You're listening to my show, Everyday People, 92.7 Arrow FM. Can't even get a line right. Oh, my goodness, goodness gracious me. Yeah, I really enjoyed hearing that song yesterday. I've made a decision. I've made a few decisions. People, listen up. Not listen to Spotify all the time. You know, the music that I've chosen, which sometimes it chooses for me, which, thanks, Spotify, I appreciate that. So you should for the money I pay for it. But I'm listening to the radio and just looking through the radio stations. Obviously, 92.7 is high up there on the list, guys. Of course it is. Come on. Should be on yours too. But I do enjoy listening to The Rock and the banter on The Rock. You know, God, those guys are funny. But especially the music. It's really cool. And especially when they do those big countdowns, like, you know, 50 million songs in a row, no repeats, whatever it is. It's freaking brilliant. And you just, yeah, and you go, oh, I forgot about that song. Oh, I forgot about that song. Well, I didn't forget about that song. I didn't forget about your song. This song goes out to you, the person that chose it. This is Joe's Garage, Frank Zappa.
It wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little amp, with a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar.
We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, his dad was mad. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew and easy to, so we wouldn't get it wrong. All we did was bend the string like, hey, down in Joe's garage. We didn't have no dope or LSD, but a couple of quarts of beer would fix it so the intonation would not offend your ear. And the same old chords going over and over became a symphony. We could play it again and again and again, cause it sounded good to me. One more time. We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, turn it down. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we were playing all night long. It was all we knew and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong. Even if you played it on the saxophone, we thought we was pretty good. We talked about keeping the band together, and we figured that we should. Cause about this time we was getting the eye from the girls in the neighborhood. They'd all come over and dance around like, so we picked out a stupid name, had some cards printed up for a couple of bucks, and we was on our way to fame. Got matching suits and Beetle boots and a sign on the back of the car, and we was ready to work in a go-go bar.
One, two, three, four, let's see if you've got some more.
People seemed to like our song. They got up and danced and made a lot of noise, and it wasn't for very long. A guy from a company we can't name said we ought to take his pen and sign on the line for a real good time, but he didn't tell us when. These good times would be something that was really happening. So the band broke up, and it looks like we will never play again.
Guess you only get one chance in life to play a song that goes like,
oh,
There you go. That was for you. That was Frank Zappa with Joe's Garage. Don't we love music like that? Hey, look, I've picked up on an anomaly. I've picked up that there is a break through some of the songs. Look, we are working on that because it is irritating listening to something and that happens. I totally get that. That's why we have the headphones on. That's why we are trained in sound engineering so we can pick up on these things and work them out. I think it only seems to be really happening when the music is playing off through Spotify. So I really can't do much about that at the moment, guys. I apologize, but if you can handle it, you can handle it. Look, here's 1157 by Alamina P. It's 11:57. Actually, it is not. It's 9:28 on the 12th of February here in Masterton, 2025, in case you forgot. It is 16 degrees outside now, so that is warming up, which is great. But we could do with some rain, as I said before, with the water restrictions coming in. And maybe that'll wash the water through the lake. I don't know, and get rid of that. It just sounds horrible. I don't remember it being like that when we were kids. Honestly, don't. Well, not that we had that lake when we were kids. People who don't know, that's a man-made lake. It was not there in the first place. That was the wetlands. The wetlands. And what else did we call it? I can't remember, the crusher pit or something like that. Crusher, anyway. What did we call it? Somebody let me know. So anyway, yes, but it is warming up and it's hand hoses handheld hoses only. So let's remember that. Remember that. This Friday, I've got the show What's Going On, where I endeavour to bring you all the information that I can find about what is going on the Wairarapa. And I have two guests coming in, which is fantastic. I've got Kylie and Kane coming in and to talk about two completely separate things that are not related at all. So that is quite fantastic. And I'll bring you some more updates and things that are happening in the hood. The hood. It's a big weekend here in Masterton. We've got the Eastside Festival this weekend. That's going to be fan-flippantastic. I tell you, there's so much entertainment. The council for this has put so much into it, the Eastside Council, that is. I'm sure they've got some help from the Masterton District Council as well. I really hope so. There's so much going to be happening. There's a silent auction for Alice. Oh, I forgot the name of it. Kim's Way, the homeless shelter. So that's going to be flipping fantastic. And there's that silent auction. There's stars in their eyes. And there's a $500 first prize. And then I think it goes down a bit. But that's fantastic. How cool is that? And there's karaoke. And there's like so many food stalls, which is going to be really, really good. We love food. It's vital for life, isn't it? And it's a great way to socialise with people. So definitely get to the Eastside Festival this weekend. I've had Claire Starr in talking about it a few times now. We've talked about it, and I will promote the hell out of it because I believe in these things for our community. Once you get out and about in the community and start doing things, like I go to the pools in the mornings now, not every morning. Lessons learned, keep your mouth shut and stay in your lane. Definitely at the Masterton pools. It's so much fun though, and there's a little social thing as well as you walk up and down the lane. It's really great. Really great exercise, I must say. I'm going to play a song for all you people who are going to be celebrating, what is it? I was going to say, yeah, no, anyway. Valentine's Day on Friday the 14th. This is a little song for you by UB40. I Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
Only fools rushing, and I am here falling in love with you.
We
Oh, isn't that sweet? I love UB40. They have such good tunes and really, just really cool tunes. I don't know which favourite chant song is theirs. Oh my goodness, Camille. Maybe you should start drinking coffee in the morning again, Camille. No, I highly doubt that. Yeah, there's so many cool songs that they play. You're listening to my show, Everyday People. I am Camille. It is 10:34 on a Wednesday morning here on the 12th of February. I went to a funeral on the weekend for my good friend Hayden O'Brien. That was lovely. It was actually really lovely and saw a lot of familiar faces and caught up some people that I haven't seen in over 30 years, which was really cool, flatting with certain people and just the fun that we used to get up to. And he had some really big cool beats played at his funeral, which I was like, this is so cool, these songs are cool for such a sad situation though. But so I'm going to play one of those songs. Also, what are you up to on the weekend? What is it? Saturday's National Lamb Day, if you're lucky enough to be able to afford it. There it is, National Lamb Day. Yes, what else is going on? Apart from the East Side Festival, I'll find stuff and I'll tell you on Friday, okay? I'll tell you on Friday. Here we go, Jane Says, Jane's Addiction.
Oh,
Another great tune there, Jane's Addiction. Jane says, absolutely freaking cool. That was for you, Hayden. Anyway, another song I'm going to play really soon is a song that not many people like, I've heard. But I don't play that. Freebird, come on, let's get it. Absolutely love it. I've been wanting to play it on the radio for ages, so I'm going to play that soon. It is a bit of a long one. Hey, thanks for sticking with me if you are one of the people that can hear the music cutting in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. It's horrible. I know, it would do my freaking head in too. It actually has, so apologies for that, and stick with us. We will be fixing things, so hopefully next show it won't be happening. I'm going to close the show with Freebird, because I absolutely love it. Okay, bye. We'll be right back. Oh, yes, I did. I have played the whole Freebird song by Lynyrd Skynyrd. I absolutely love that song. Hey, thanks for joining my Beats and Banter, Less Banter, More Beats show this morning. Next week, I have a fantastic guest coming in who I have not met myself yet, so I'm really looking forward to that. And I'll let you all know on Tuesday who that is, so you can join me with excitement on Wednesday. Thanks for tuning into my show, Everyday People, here at 92.7 RFM, the best station in the world, because I said so.